Hot Shots is launching a menu of summer favorites with selections like sweet chili shrimp tacos, hero tacos, or awesome new sandwiches like the Nashville Hot Chicken Sandwich or Chicken Alfredo Philly. During happy hour from 3 to 6, you get the Hot Shots MVP burger, boneless wings, or a small pizza for only $3.50. Stop by one of the 11 area Hot Shots locations and check out everything else this new menu has to offer. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Oh, the Plowhawk decided to choose the jam, didn't he, the cat? Didn't he?
This is the jammy jam.
That's right. Doug, this is the jam.
This is the jammy jam, I understand.
Nice selection, Plow Canary. Doug, I just posted a video to the fan page.
Of what?
And you just joined the fan page.
I didn't.
Of you, Larry Nickel, Mrs. Dotem, Deke Dotem, the Sea Monster, Iggy, and the cat all at the dais here at Papawingo
for the table. You can try to dress it up. It's a table. It's a folding table.
And when I look out right now, to my right side, I have Dotem wearing a bucket hat with French fries on it. On my left side, Mrs. Dotem. And then over her shoulder is Larry Nickel with some kind of hair product in today, eating a chocolate
large
donut.
Large chocolate donut.
How is it?
Larry, why don't you step up to the microphone just so we can hear you? That's nice. And you're managing to polish it off.
By all means, stuff the entire donut in your mouth.
I feel like I'm watching Jiminy
here.
Glick interview Julia Louis-Dreyfus. There he is. Go ahead and say hello to the audience, and God bless America, whatever you
still chewing.
God bless America, everybody.
Still got the what donut is that in your mouth.
What does that shirt forbid say?
Tell him Larry Nickel sent your brother.
Yeah, that's what it says, because Brother Abraham made it for me.
That's a sharp shirt.
Yes, it is.
Very nice. Are you going to be here all day?
I'm going to try to be here all day.
And how will you be returning to Alton, which is only, what, like 3-4 minutes away from Temple?
Yeah, it's just a hoot and a holler.
Well, I might not be going back to Alton. I might be going to Grafton.
This is cryptic.
You going to the water park?
No, Raging Rivers, it's cool when it's hot.
I have the wrestling promotion I'm with called Dynamo Pro, and they're having an event in Grafton at the loading dock tonight.
There's grappling tonight, is there?
Yes, it is.
Huh.
Doug, why don't you go by and do a little feature story?
I'm so busy. And I'm fighting this chigger thing.
Look at Dotem. He's got
Dotem with
his
arm around
that's
Larry.
A picture.
That's
picture.
That's like the picture of Stan Musial shaking the hand of John F. Kennedy, isn't it, Doug?
Yes, it is.
Really.
That's it. You're right, Larry.
And you need to make some time to go to Grafton tonight, Doug.
Well, I'm not going to Grafton tonight.
Wouldn't that
you need
be nice?
To.
I'm not.
Why not?
Well, I've got journalism to attend to.
You could do some journal at the wrestling event.
I'm not. No one has ever done journalism at a wrestling event.
Disagree.
Ever. It's never happened.
I disagree with you, Doug, because there was a fill-in host called Rennie Knott.
He filled in at the wrestling?
No. He filled in on this very program.
Yes, he did.
And just like you, he was another St. Louis cable station.
Yeah, the Five Fox.
Yes. Right. And he was at one of the events that we put on at the Ready Room.
Wow. Wow.
He's at the Ready Room.
Wow.
Right, yeah, right in your face, Vaughn.
What the hell is the Ready Room?
It's a bar/concert venue.
And they had wrestling there.
Yeah, they had wrestling there every so often.
Is that where you two performed?
That is. I think you're right.
I think that is where Tupac performed.
No. Tupac and you two, both. Yeah, I think Tupac opened.
Tim,
yes.
If I may, there are times you have to stop and savor the moment.
Yeah.
Now look around here. Yeah. Look at who's here in front of us.
Doug, look at it.
Look at Big Al over here with a mannequin.
Yeah. Talking to Hall of Famer Dave. You know who I feel like right now? I feel like Kevin Costner looking out on his cornfield. Don't you, a little bit?
Not really. This is a work day. These people don't have jobs. I guess that doesn't surprise me necessarily.
No, they're in positions of power in which they can take some vacation.
Oh, you think?
Tim,
these are CEO-level
players.
You are players.
Such a negative guy. Tim, what you need to do is look around, savor the moment, and then realize that your positive energy has attracted all these wonderful people to the show, and this underscores the fact that you, sir, have done good works.
Wow.
It's a freak show.
You have done good works.
The bell's not working as a cable.
Yeah, boy, does good work.
Thank you, Larry. Clip that off, Iggy, who's not here. He's talking to Gardner Sea Monster, who's talking to Cucky and Plowhawk, who is sleeping back.
Hi, Cucky.
The producers just took this segment off, I guess.
So, did you hear the big news?
What do we have now?
Apparently, Cucky was working with your guest yesterday, and they're going to do the Cucky and Tucky podcast. I thought of that while I wasn't
I
there.
Love that idea.
Cucky and Tucky.
Yeah, Cucky's making his way to the dais. Can we get a microphone on this? Can we get a microphone on this boy? Can we get a microphone on him, please?
I'm missing
what do you want
good
from me?
Are you
touching me now? Well, I don't know that I've got time. Maybe one hole.
Yes,
maybe one hole.
That's all you need.
One hole at a time, Doug.
All right, Cucky. Oh, don't hug me.
Oh, that's so hot, man. I like watching this.
I've got chiggers. All right. I don't want the hat. I don't need the sky piece.
The sky piece.
All right.
Oh, do you have lies? Now Cucky's cucking Notum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're making out.
Okay, Cucky.
This Cucky.
This Cucky's a snootful.
He's a real cuck.
Aren't you proud of what we've built?
No. We're supposed to have a radio station. We're supposed to be, like, breaking down the Cardinals. Or hey,
nice look, win against a really tough opponent
would
yesterday.
You look at those Brewers.
They won.
Yeah. Okay, that's the end of the sports break.
So Deke Dotum is here with his French fry bucket hat. Larry Nichol is wearing a shirt that says, "Tell him Larry Nichol sent you, brother."
With a nice blurry photo.
Yeah, the focus, I think, was out on that particular day. But your hair, Larry.
Yeah.
I've never seen that look. I'm jealous of your flow.
Little pomade in there?
It does. Is that pomade, you think?
Crew, I think.
No, I don't use any hair gel water to my hair.
Do you go to a stylist and you said, give me the... There are men humping men.
Yeah.
I don't go to a stylist. Sometimes it gets windblown.
It's like you were at a Beyonce show. I like that, Larry.
And then to
Larry's right, if you're watching on MSNBC, is Mrs. Dotum. Mrs. Dotum, good morning. I don't know if you've ever been on the show. You've texted in, and we try to get confirmation when people claim they're women because we don't believe that. Doug, this is a woman right here.
Yeah,
at least on the outside.
Yeah, Doug. Doug always takes shots at you, ma'am, and you're a very lovely woman.
That's because of the company you keep.
Well, yeah.
Is he vile at home?
Of course.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that?
Used to it.
You're used to it.
What is it about the man, Deke Dotum? I've got to know him, and I know there's more than just a vile text to some preacher on Twitter. There's a beautiful human being inside. What is it about Deke Dotum, the man, that made you want to become soulmates?
Wow.
Well, it wasn't up to me. You don't choose your soulmate.
Oh, my.
God, that was romantic.
What a boy, yeah. It's a load of crap.
You know, that is pure love. Pure love, Doug. Deal with it.
How long have you two been...
An item.
Hey, thank you. That was
an item.
How long?
7-8 months.
Nice.
Not too long.
Who's counting?
And you met because you were on the fan page, because you were streaming the show.
Of course.
From Chicago.
Yep. Of course.
And that's how they met, Doug.
You weren't streaming the show in Chicago. That's a bold-faced lie. Why would you bring that
don't
here?
Don't say bold-faced. It's bald-faced.
Well,
I hate when
which one is it?
It's bald-faced, not bold.
Well, I'm going to say bold-faced.
She was, wanted some breakdown of the Missouri basketball team.
I don't think she did.
She was told that Doug Vaughn has the best analysis.
I don't think she was told that.
True or false? Because Doug says all of our listeners are morons who have no jobs, and I don't know what would make him think that. But you went to the University of Michigan Law School.
I did.
Doug!
And you're a lawyer now.
I am a lawyer now, yep.
And so why aren't you working somewhere? What are you doing here?
What's that?
Why aren't you working somewhere? What are you doing here?
I took the day off.
And you're a lawyer in St. Louis?
In Chicago.
Or Chicago?
Yep.
And what law firm do you work for?
Drinker, Biddle, and Reith.
Livered.
Drinker?
That's a little livered.
That's the real name. Drinker,
and what sort of
Biddle,
law
and
do
and
you practice, man?
Corporate law. Mergers and acquisitions.
She's smarter than you, so
yeah,
shut
I guess
it.
So.
Are you asking me these questions because you think I'm lying?
Yes, I don't think you're a lawyer at all.
He doesn't believe you're that you're a real female.
Well, I don't know how I can
you
prove
want to find
that
out the
to
hard
him
way.
Appropriately.
No. Probably not. Well,
how does that make you feel, Doug? Because Deke Dotum, Tim and I have recognized that he is a wonderful guy, and he follows my wife on Twitter. He's been nothing but respectful. Thank
Absolutely.
You for that,
yeah.
Because you know boundaries. If anything, you know boundaries.
Of course.
And now he has a beautiful, significant other who's who's attractive, successful, smart, and you can't handle that.
She comes here with a cockamamie story about being an attorney.
She's definitely a woman, Doug.
Wow, wow, wow. Now, last night we had our event. What was it, the G8 Summit?
Yeah, let's go with the G8 Summit.
And, Dotem, you put these together. It really was a great group. I said, Anna Marie goes, how was it? She wasn't feeling great last night because she was going to come up, but she's in the final stretch with the pregnancy. And I said, everybody there legitimately was good people. Yeah. Like, there wasn't like one person I'm like, oh, crap, this guy's going to be there. I know he's kind of a dick. I don't want to see him. But you're like St. Louis Country Club with these G8 Summits. You pick very carefully.
Yeah, time is short in St. Louis, and I want that time to be special, and therefore I select only the best.
Boy, this guy is great.
Dotem's the best. That's why you should be liberated, Doug.
And it's such a high-quality group, one of them has to have his face blackened out on all the pictures. Authorities might recognize him.
Now, Deke, if I may, the name of this golf event, this golf extravaganza, is the Free Dotem Open.
Oh, it is.
How does that make you feel that this quest to free Dotem is bigger than one man and a couple of bumper stickers?
Proud. Proud to be supported by the hottest and brightest men of St. Louis.
Amen. Amen, Doug.
And women, of course.
Do you feel one day that you're going to wear down, that it's going to come to a point of critical mass where Doug can't hold back anymore and he will, in fact, free Dotem?
I mean, he looks pretty worn down this morning, I think.
It's the chiggers.
I don't know if it's the journalism, whatever's going on. He looks beat down. I think 4 or 5 more years, I'll be free.
Think so? You think you'll liberate him within the next 5 years?
I doubt it, seriously.
Come on,
unless I'm weakened by the chigger medication. Have you ever fought a battle like this where you got 2 or 3 chigger bites on an ankle and another one up here on an elbow?
I mean,
good luck to you.
They weren't chiggers, but I definitely caught something from a lot of men's beds.
Oh, God!
Which I'm sure you know nothing about.
I don't.
Yeah, okay.
What'd you catch, guy?
Don't worry about it. Would you like to know?
No.
There's a cot here I'm sure they could lay out for us.
Larry, you really liked that. You liked that exchange. He really did. Doug, Larry's enjoying a dart at 8:15.
About time for another donut, too.
Breakfast dart.
Yeah, just to wash it down. Just to wash it down. And then Big Al and Hall of Famer Dave are kind of playing the role of the two older guys in the Muppets, just screaming out criticisms during the...
Big Al always brings props. Like,
he does. He's the carrot top of the audience.
Of our listeners.
Yeah. Well, a mannequin with an American flag gold chain around it. Right. Just like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson envisioned.
Just like it, bottomless mannequin.
And that's the guy over there who's sitting there with a cigar, a beer, and a mannequin that was told he has to slow down his sales.
He's got to slow down.
Selling too much. We can't possibly make the parts to keep up with the orders. Please stop selling things.
Now, Dotem, who are you playing with today?
I'm playing with my father, who you've met.
And played with. And, Doug, he's a Henrik Stenson-like ball striker.
He's a great ball striker. He's stroked a lot of balls in his life.
Okay, knock it off, guys.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
What's your handicap there, Dotes?
I don't know. I would say I shoot anywhere from 92 to 96. So, pretty average.
Pretty narrow window.
Yeah, well, consistently average.
Dotem, you'll be happy to see this. Joe Roderick, who, by the way, is looking svelte.
Yeah, it looks like he just came from, like, a Grease movie.
But he is wearing a 1380 The Woman t-shirt. Doug, you had to get those very quickly. It's kind of like a Seattle Pilots baseball hat.
How much weight have you lost, to get it. Joe?
60 look at
pounds.
You.
You look good.
You do really look good. How have you been? Step up.
Get
to the mic.
To the
That shirt is probably as valuable as a 13.
A lot of our listeners need. need to know how to lose weight.
Gym twice a day.
Twice a day?
Yeah.
Are you just lifting or cardio?
Lifting in the morning for about an hour and a half, and then about an hour of cardio in the evening.
Look at you, sir! Like high intensity intervals or running.
2.5 hours a day you're spending at the gym.
What you benching there, fella?
You know what? I never could bench 135 back in high school, and I'm doing reps at 155 now.
Wow.
So I'm.
Look at this guy, Doug.
How's your squat?
Hot.
I'm not. You know what? I can't get very low on the squats.
Let's see it.
Yeah,
let's see your squat, bro.
Well, I mean, with
maybe somebody would spot you.
Okay.
With the bar on there, it's just the bar on the neck. I just don't get that low.
So, what's your motivation? Why are you doing this, fella? You used to just let yourself go.
I just saw some pictures of me and wasn't looking too good and.
And now
60 started, pounds.
Yeah, I was 283 and weighed in this morning at 221.
Look at you.
What's the goal there, Slim?
I don't know. I think I'd like to see the like to get under 200. See what.
Oh, you can't get that low. Yeah.
I think I could.
You're a tall guy. Like 6'1", 2"?
Six foot. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody seems 6'2 to me.
I never lifted in high school, though, so that's like I was 190 then when I played.
And you played baseball. Don't you wish that someone would have told then, lift a weight every now and then, it might really help?
Right. I think if I was like 210, 220 in high school,
you'd be playing for the Cardinals right now.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
You'd be Luke Voigt.
No, American League team. I don't like defense. I just wanted a DH.
No, the Cardinals don't either.
Right.
So, Joe, are you playing with – thank you very much, the cat. Are you playing with somebody today, or are you just here to show off your 1380 The Woman shirt?
I showed up. If someone wants me to hit a few balls for them, I'll go
out
there.
Celebrity
shot. Good. Cucky's team needs another player.
Yeah, I'll just hang out. I'm here till 3 o'clock and get the equipment from Gardner and
then do your weekend program.
Yeah.
Doug, it's called Going Over.
That's the move. Get a weekend show.
Because then you can spend 3 hours in the gym.
You can just go to the gym twice a day.
That part helped, yeah.
Are you eating healthy? I would assume you are.
That part, it took a while. I do protein shakes in the morning after I lift and in the evening after cardio.
Isopure protein shakes, 50 grams of protein, 3 grams of carbs to minimize the carb intake. That's what you're doing, boys.
I do, it's called UMP. UMP in the morning. That's the shake I take then.
And it's named after Eric Craig.
I don't like that name.
You like protein,
and
huh?
then Lean Whey in the evening.
Any creatine?
In the morning, the pre-workout.
And really, creatine?
Yeah, pre-workout. The pre-workout is creatine.
Do people still
it.
Do that? When I was in high school, that's what we took, creatine. People still do that?
I mean, it's just mixed into the pre-workout
Supposedly,
stuff.
It's good for you. There's people who are actually prescribed it to take it because there is health benefit. I thought it was a mixed bag, that there were some negative health effects.
He looks wonderful.
You look wonderful.
Thank you.
So eating wise, are you monitoring that? Are you able to, because you're working out so much, you're still able to shed 62 pounds?
I mean, I do the protein shake for breakfast and dinner, and then I kind of just eat whatever I want in noon, 1 o'clock or so. Yeah.
Like fries?
A lot of peanut butter.
Bucket hat with French fries on it. Do you still have fries or you avoid fries?
You're
parting ways with fries. Don't say it, boy.
Don't say it on the air.
Drinking's been the big thing too.
What, you used to have a lot of scotch?
No, just beer. I don't just drink to drink. I don't just, hanging out on a Friday or Saturday night, I don't drink. If I'm going out to get drunk with friends, I drink, but
Well, you're pretty high on yourself, aren't you, High Pockets?
I'm happy right now, Doug. I'm happy with the progress.
Well, you look great, Joe.
Thank you.
Especially with that shirt.
So do you.
Yeah, you do. That's a nice shirt.
Fit into it now. I'm happy.
I mean, are there any others available? Because I'm telling you,
no idea.
We could sell the hell out of those. I think we could sell those more than anything else.
I found this.
I wonder if we could just make it.
I think you can. It doesn't exist anymore.
I think I took it along with the original sign that they made up.
The press conference?
Yeah. I have that at my house, and I have this. And I found this about a week or two ago and put it on, and it fit. And I'm like, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it next Friday.
It's a sharp look, Doug.
It is a very nice look.
It's a great shirt.
Well, tip of the cap to you, Joe Roderick. Congratulations, man. That's outstanding. We lost 62 pounds, Doug. 62 pounds.
I do enough.
Tip of the cap to Joe Roderick.
He does look good.
Everybody's congratulating him now.
Wow.
They would say, wow, I'd like to lose about
Seems
100.
Like it might be they're hitting on him. It's hard to tell.
I can't tell. It is hot. Dotem, what guys have caught your eye here this morning?
It would be easier to say the guys who haven't, but...
You're not picky, are you?
No. But I think Larry is up there for sure.
Larry does look good.
Always do. Those Tevas. Man.
That is nice. That reminds me of 1994 when I was rushing fraternities. And Larry's already having shots of Fireball, along with a cigarette and a donut, Doug. And what time is it?
8:30. Not quite 8:30.
There goes the Fireball.
Long day. You can get lost in the woods out here, Larry. You better calm down a little bit. There could be serpents up there.
Now, if somebody brought you the heads of 12 serpents, you would liberate this gentleman with the French fry bucket hat.
Well, yeah, but they won't. And they can't be plastic serpent heads. They're the real thing.
Of course. We were in conversations with Serengeti Steve, but...
Serengeti Steve?
He might have been bitten by a poisonous snake. We haven't heard from him in a few weeks.
That was the snake charmer?
Just as an FYI, by the way, about 30 seconds, Larry had a Fireball shot. He has now wandered over to the table with dozens of donuts from Donut Drive-In in St. Louis Hills, and it looks like he's going to enjoy his second donut here within the last 10 minutes. So that's kind of what we have going on here at the event.
Talk about high protein.
Yeah, you do. That's high protein, low carb, and maybe about 80 calories per bite. Yeah. So that's good. Larry, what donut are you having now? Looks like you've gone sprinkles.
Got a huge bear claw. What is that, Larry?
It's a
chocolate-covered sprinkled donut.
You like a Long John?
I don't have somebody else's Long John.
Oh, okay,
wow, that was really just flat-out gay. There wasn't even any double entendre to that.
No, no.
I might like
this. That person will go nameless.
Wow, so you actually have a guy in mind. Step on, thank you, Mrs. Dotum. You're the one professional here. You have three hosts who are just having a conversation with a guy off mic. And then she goes, why don't you step up to the microphone? Because these asshats clearly don't know what's going on.
Well, the person's Long John I would like to have, we'll go nameless.
Is that
gentleman? What did you just say, Larry?
What does that mean?
Is that gentleman sitting at this table, yes or no?
Oh, this could be a whole thing.
I lead the fifth.
That's all a yes. Right.
So you have a gay crush?
It's okay.
It's fine. I mean, I wasn't expecting this. I have to be honest with you.
Come on, Larry.
Ryan Kelly's massaging you now.
Larry's already sweating. You've had 5,000 calories, and you've been here 5 minutes.
He's still drunk from the 4th of July.
Look at the hair, Ryan. Doesn't he have a nice little stylist
going?
Good
flow.
Now Big Al just walks up to our title sponsor and hands him a flask of Fireball. My God. Ryan, hello again.
Gentlemen. Good morning, sir. How are you?
What do you say, brother? Thank you so much for coming by.
Mom, the cat.
Hi, Ryan.
Your favorite, Doug.
Hello, Ryan.
Do you know the Dotums?
I got a play here for you. Doug's about ready to give it a good shot at freeing this guy.
Yeah, oh my God. Wow, you think
it's
there's going
to be. Likely to happen.
See this guy to my right's my mystery guest. You guys might not know who he is.
I know who it is.
This is Deke Dotum's cousin.
It is.
Yeah.
Deke Dotum's cousin works in my office.
Oh, my God!
We're getting further here.
Don't say that like a tough guy. He works in my office. He flashed
he
a gang.
He works in the office.
Like from Brooklyn.
He flashed a gang.
So we're gonna, maybe we can work out some deals, Doug. Like, we have these beautiful golf tournaments. We put up billboards around town. There's been a million plays to get him freed.
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah. The implication here is that Ryan Kelly could buy and sell you, Doug Vaughn.
I don't know about that. Money's thin right now, but I'm getting it back. Don't worry. Anyhow, well, let's get back on target here.
We got a foreclosure.
We got Deke here. I mean, what do we got to do? Let's get serious. What's the play here?
Well, I said a dozen dead serpent heads.
Money will make it work?
Well, you're going to pay me?
You got a dollar amount in your mind?
Well, I could do it for like $50,000.
It's a good starting point.
Okay. Not starting point.
If you had said $5 million, I would have walked away. But at 50, right. we
50
could start 50, working.
50 is workable. $50,000.
So I was thinking more about $10. So let's meet somebody.
Wow, so you guys need somebody in the middle there.
No.
What about a nice A-frame? Don't you want an A-frame?
Yeah, you want an A-frame.
What about a nice A-frame over there at Innsbruck?
Innsbruck's where I want. Right city. Yeah, that's all I really wanted. I didn't get it. No, somebody has to stand up for right and wrong here, and if I'm the only one who's going to do it, then so be it.
Do you feel like you learned any lessons? Is it over? You ready to make a fresh start with Doug? You ready to put the past behind you? You want to go stronger than you've ever gone?
I'm just going to keep it sexy.
Keep it real?
Yeah. Keep it sexy. Doug, that's our title sponsor, Fist Bumping, the man that you have jailed.
He can keep it as sexy.
The title sponsorship might be on the line if we don't start.
Oh, my God!
Doug is out.
This will be the Burger King morning after if you don't free Dotum.
Martin's moving back to the morning show.
Free biscuits for everybody.
You're going to end up with a bullet in your eye like Mo Green.
Well. Now, all of a sudden, ominously, Larry Nickel is standing over the table, and I don't know if he would like to say something or if you're just already destroyed. I can't tell. He just pointed at the microphone as if it was an animal.
Yeah, he pointed and waved it over like it would move itself.
Yes, now, Larry.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Get on in there, Doug.
Oh, no.
Don't put that mic on you. Ryan Kelly just got suspended.
He's a title sponsor. You can't suspend him.
I can. Ryan Kelly, suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Yes, Larry.
He's going into the...
No.
How can you suspend a title sponsor when he's trying to help people refinance their home loans, which, by the way, Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, Missouri, 314-781-9700, or thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Look at that,
they're
Ryan.
Live read for
you don't
the day.
Need a spokesperson.
I really don't.
You don't. You have one.
Cat, you're out. You're all out. Cut them off.
I knew it was coming.
But you and me down at Busch Stadium in an all-star break. In all seriousness, Deke's cousin's a great addition to our office. He's a great dude. Where is Tanya? Tanya, there he is.
Tanya?
Tanya?
Tyler, Tanya. It's all the same.
Huh. You know this guy, Doug, and you know his name's Tanya?
Well, he was a fraternity brother of Greg Vaughn.
And he goes by the name Tanya?
No, Tanya.
He does in my office.
What do you got him doing in the office?
Part of the
well, you
got
to go about 90 days until you get your name back. So you get a girl's name for the first 90.
That's
and,
harassment.
it was a tough between Taylor and Tanya, but he chose the Tanya.
Tanya's a nice name.
Taylor's a pretty female name.
Taylor, what do you think about working at the office, at the Home Loan Expert office? Is it everything you ever dreamed about when you were finishing up those 4 years at Mizzou?
Nice.
It's everything I ever dreamed of and more.
A little bit more, real.
He's on his way today up to Chicago with a few other guys from the office. We're sponsoring two big events up there. Got the Badass Dash up there. It's like an obstacle course through the city of Chicago. It's fun. And then we're sponsoring the Lincoln Park Beer Music Festival all week, about 35,000 people. So Tanya and a couple of the other, we call them Yo Pros, all the young professionals that we hired out of Mizzou, all the Yo Pros.
I like that, Doug, Yo Pros.
Yo Pro, baby.
Okay.
They're like millennials, but they work 60, 80 hours a week and just kill it.
God bless.
Well, they're Yo Pros. They all work at the homeowners.
You get some good people over there, man.
We have good recruiting right out of Mizzou Business School, and that's where your cousin came from. He's good, man. We're happy to have him on the team. I just wanted to come up here and tell you.
Yeah,
you got good bloodline.
I think Doug's
good
interested.
Family. Doug's been eyeballing your cousin since I walked in the door.
Who hasn't?
Ryan Kelly has been suspended.
Again?
He was just already. Yes.
I go hard, baby. I go hard.
Someone has
to get suspended, I go all the
looks
way.
Looks like Larry would like to
I'm
say something again.
Oh, well,
you know
how that goes. Here we go.
Oh, you can't do that. That's terrible.
What's going on in there?
You're going to get yourself sued.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
That's
why you want Ryan Kelly sued?
Well, I don't. But
step
I think
in line, baby. Out. Step in line. I got litigation lawyers on salary.
If I was any of the hosts on the line change,
what?
I would have been Ryan Kelly right now.
Well, then why did you say you want to fight Kim Jansen?
Oh, my God!
Larry! No. There's a show on by night at Fan Cave and S, 105.7 HD2.
Besides the morning after?
Yeah, besides the morning after.
New to me. Who knew?
Anyway, any person that gets suspended by one Douglas Owen Vaughn gets unsuspended by the host of that show called The Line Change.
The show is called The Hard Line.
Well, hotline line change. Whatever. But anyway, they go over Doug's head.
They simply don't have the power.
Someone just say head.
Suspension logo right there.
Yeah, I said head.
They go under his legs.
What's going
Deke
on?
Dotem.
Now what are you going to do with Dotem? He's on.
I don't know.
You can't suspend Dotem again. Ha ha.
Deke Dotem has been suspended indefinitely plus
2 days.
Now here comes Big Al, and he is going to.
Another
give Larry donut. A third donut?
What is going on? Big Al's good at getting people drunk.
I mean, what is going on? Larry's what already had two donuts, a cigarette, and a shot of Fireball. He was just handed a glazed donut by Big Al, and Larry is putting it down, Doug. So, that is the third donut. And there's applause.
Somehow he's got to get back to Grafton.
Can you just float down the Merrimack, doesn't that?
Yeah, the Merrimack will connect you.
Yeah. It won't.
Doug, aren't you proud of what you've built? Look at this.
No. No, it's
we don't tee off for 90 minutes, and there's a bunch of people here just watching a few guys sit at a table.
Well, there's donuts.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. That's the lure.
Donut driving, St. Louis Hills, brother. That's where it's at.
Good stuff.
That is good stuff. Yeah. That is good stuff.
Joe Rod enjoyed one.
Is that right there on Chippewa?
Yes, it is, kind of by Ted Drews.
My dad used to say it's Chippewa. I said, is it Chippewa?
That's how you feel about Grandpa.
It's a Chippewa.
Grandpa.
I don't like Grandpa. I don't like Chippewa.
What do you do? You all your life, you've gone around correcting people?
Well, when they need it, yeah. Someone has to be the hall monitor.
Elvin?
That's what you are.
Elvin.
The hall monitor for life.
Yeah,
Elvin.
Elvin would be proud of you, wouldn't
that
he?
Donut store right on Chippewa. Don't say Chippewa.
This is the show, huh?
Yeah. That's a wrap. Okay, next up is the hard line.
Ryan, thank you for coming out,
thank
as always,
boys.
And for your loyalty.
Thanks, Ryan.
For years and years, this man has been a great sponsor of this
program. And it's not going to stop, regardless if you free him or not. Never going to let Burger King have the sponsorship.
The home loan expert, Ryan Kelly, here today at Tapawingo for the free Dotem Open, benefiting Three Little Birds for Life and the Gateway Chapter of Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Portions of the proceeds going to them. We'd like to thank our sponsors, GFI Digital and Michelob Ultra. GFI Digital, Anheuser-Busch, Bertarelli Cutlery, Marishin Insurance, Victory Men's Health, Twin Peaks, William Grant & Sons, Charity Golf International, 18-8, Fine Men's Salon, Hot Shots, Absapur, RT Weiler's, and Liquid Spirits. Doug, we're going to have all kinds of games out on the course today. Three closest to the pin, one on each course. You got to be on the green, just on the off chance that we would have 150 golfers come through and not one get a green in regulation.
Well, it's possible with this group.
Long drive contest, got to be in the fairway on that. And then professional long drivers, with entertainers on two par five holes will hit your tee shot for a donation to charity.
Now you say entertainer.
Oh, what is entertainer?
Yeah, I know. I'm reading that copy, and as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, what's that mean?
Maybe those are the professional long shot guys.
Maybe not. Maybe they got like jugglers and stuff.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Circus performers are here.
Yeah.
Circus people.
I don't think the yak lady.
I don't think the yak lady is on 14.
The goat boy was here already.
He was. You're exactly right, the cat.
We didn't ask Ryan Kelly if he ever got his strap for winning the TMA Heavyweight Boxing Championship.
Kind of like the man and woman era, I've tried to block that whole thing out from my memory.
Oh, have you?
You went after him a little too hard, I think.
And now I see Cletus has just arrived, and you know who got out of the passenger seat? The great Mike Lee has just arrived at Tampa Waco. They're all here.
Mike Ubered here, I think.
Oh, did he really? Yeah. Is Cletus an Uber driver?
Yeah, black car.
Look at this. Yeah, he's Uber black all the time. I mean, how wonderful is it to have them all here? And then Larry gets up to welcome them.
Show them the donuts. Yeah,
yeah. Two superstars.
Look at that. Look at Larry walking over. I don't know if he's going to get another donut or say hello to Mike Lee. He's walking over to Mike Lee. And, Doug, this is like DiMaggio and Mantle, isn't it?
Right. Two of the all-time greats. Fast friends.
Look at that.
On and
isn't
off
that what
the playing
it's all about?
Field. Yeah.
Just kind of talking it over.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on opening day when Lou Brock walks up to Bob Gibson, isn't it?
Right. Well, I would say so, yeah.
And now Big Al has decided to sit down at the dais.
Al. What do you got there?
Hi, Big Al.
Morning.
What do you got in your hand
This is my parting ball.
It says JHE. You sponsor him?
Yeah. Is that a Pro V1?
I sponsor Al.
I would think Big Al's a Gentile without even asking.
Doesn't matter. We reach out to all denominations when the
And I'm
going to
give Timmy a secret. It's going to help his game immensely.
A ball he found in the woods.
The wide line versus the skinny line, it's helped me immensely.
Why?
Everybody draws a little one, but you got a better view with that, Timmy.
Well, you can't see the ball.
So that's my gift.
Doug,
see that? That's what
ball?
Everybody else does with a thin line. I like to see things with a better perspective. There you go, Timmy.
Wow, that is really nice.
That's going to do it.
Tim won today.
That's an honor of your wife. God love her.
You talking to me?
Yeah, you're talking. You're not a married man, are you?
Not that I know of.
Well, soon to be.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know there was a whole thing.
She told me.
Oh,
she can't
really?
Do any better.
Congratulations to the
She donors. Can't do any better.
Well, she's the attorney, so I'm fine with that.
Great event. Everybody come out. Sponsor the birds. Thanks to Timmy and Kat and Doug for a wonderful show.
Because you're a great American.
Hall of Fame Dave over there said, you know, it's like a club. You wouldn't go out and ask, hey, you want to go to dinner or whatever? And, you know, with this group that you guys have formed through this wonderful radio show, it's awesome, and we appreciate it. And he goes, what do you think I call it? I go, it's called the Nut Ward, so we can't help it. It's our little group is called the Nut Ward because we're not.
So what's
what
going
say,
on right
the nut
now?
Word?
The Nut Ward.
The Nut Ward.
Oh, I see.
Nut Ward.
You have a dialect.
It's kind of like Chippewa.
Chippewa?
Yeah, say Nut Ward.
Grandpa.
I'm Cherokee, dog.
Hey, me too, a little bit.
We appreciate you, Big Al. We do.
I love you guys.
Who are you playing with today?
Me and Larry Nichol and Joe Rod and a player to be named later.
Wow, that's a nice.
Might as well just give them.
It does seem like that's a foursome that's kind of being thrown together at the.
We're only playing nine because we're kind of a big deal.
Right. Now I understand that people want to meet you throughout the day. Big Al, thank you so much for stopping by.
Love you guys.
What a great ball this is, Doug. Yeah.
Boy, you'll see it much better now.
Yeah, you'll see Dustin Johnson with this at the British.
One problem I always have when I golf, I can't see the ball. Now, what is that, Al?
It's a lighter that lights up, and it's from Destin.
Yeah, and it looks like the lighter has flashing breasts on it. So that's something you probably picked up at Old Warsaw.
That's called breasts.
Wonderful.
Yes, wonderful.
Thanks for the visit, Al.
Doug, we got so much out of that.
Well, the shirt just is really kind of annoying.
Now he's going on over to talk to Mrs. Dotem. Right. Now, last night, Deke, when we were all gathered at Kirkwood Brewhouse, in the patio, the foundation, as you saw, has now been laid, and we'll have that thing ready to go here shortly. But we were all ponied up on the inside. And Mrs. Dotem did not wear open-toed shoes. Was that a coincidence?
No. Well, of course we knew Jay Jr. was going to be there.
And he seems to really enjoy her.
He seems to enjoy her just a bit. Just a bit.
Does that creep you out in any...
No. We all know Jay. He's harmless. He's having a good time. But
Is he a bit overzealous?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
No, but I think he texted both of us throughout the day to see what her footwear for the evening was going
to
be.
Is that really weird to you?
See, some might classify that as overzealous,
some
but you
might.
Don't.
Some yeah, might. Some yeah.
Right.
Some might.
And she decided to choose tennis shoes.
She decided to, yeah, she asked if she should wear sandals or tennis shoes, and I said, let's go with tennis shoes.
Well, and she never took them off either, did she?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of. She may have, but.
As I was leaving, Jennings had his arm around her. And he just was in a good place, it seemed.
That's an understatement. He was in a great place. Yeah.
Now, which is more odd, that or the fact that Larry Nickel just moments ago confessed that he had a crush on one of us at the table?
Yeah, that really caught me off guard, I have to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know who he would choose. No. I mean, so many hot guys at this table.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna guess Seymour.
Yeah. Or Doug, but Seymour's a good coach.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if Larry had a crush on you?
Yeah, it'd just be fantastic. Yeah. Hi, Larry.
You can look at that lineup. It's Mrs. Dotem, Ryan Kelly, and Larry Nickel sitting here having a dart. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Virginia Slim.
I don't know what he's saying.
No. Right.
Larry, just point. Who at the table do you have a man crush on? We think it's Doug.
You don't have to be talked into this nonsense, Larry.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, that is that? Really hot. That is really hot. Now, Doug, he's
here. Yeah, it was a lemming play as well.
Mike Lee is here. Welcome, Mike Lee, to the dais. Come on up, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
This crowd loves Mike Lee. And he's making his way up. Looks like he's sponsored today by Tiburon.
God, you look good.
And Merrill Lynch. It's kind of a surprise. I don't know if it's more surprising than Larry wanting to have sex with me, but.
No.
Mike, good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, get closer. Get closer.
What are you shooting today?
I went baseball yesterday. Everybody know my name over there. That's it, Mike Lee down there.
At Busch Stadium, did they?
Yeah.
The manager lives by you. He does. Does he?
Right there.
Oh, brought the tickets, Doug. He brought the
ducks. I didn't see you, though. I was looking for you, Mike.
I went there.
I know.
And
but
you
I
went with Jessica.
Yeah. And everybody take a picture of me, and some girl know my name over there. That's it. I would get a line. They say, are you Mike Lee? Take a picture of me.
Very nice.
I'm not kidding.
No.
Doug doesn't believe you, though. You can tell Doug doesn't believe you.
I know my name.
I absolutely believe you.
They all know my name.
Sure they do.
It's real hot down there, too.
It is a little warm.
I tell you I'm going to be there, Jim Hay.
I know, but I was looking for you. Didn't see it, but I know you were there, I believe.
That one of the guy at the TV camera hold like this. Sit next by me. I was going to tell him that I know you, but
photographer.
You should have. You should have said, I'm Mike Lee. Put me
that
on.
The guy with the whole TV camera next by me. I was going to talk to him.
Danny Mac would have loved that if that would have popped up in the broadcast monitor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mike, I would believe that you were there if you had some sort of ticket stub or something. Oh, yeah,
there it is. See?
Okay.
There's
a $10 off oil change on the back. You should probably use that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I nice. Told you, I was there.
Yeah, I guess so, no. Yeah.
Who brought you here today? Did Cletus?
Cletus, yeah.
Cletus is here.
Cletus is a good guy.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You know that girl from Chicago?
Yeah, that's Mrs. Dotem.
Lawyer lady?
She already left.
She
hey, Doug.
She's gone.
She said she saw my peanut. My
the
peanut.
Put him down! Put him down!
You're showing your better half, Mike's.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
It's been
anywhere I go, everybody know my name.
Right.
Mike, do you live by any of the staff of the Cardinals these days?
I bring their win game, too. I was there.
Sometimes you have a line of questioning, and you just kind of
talk. Somebody hockey fan want me back like hockey.
Colton Parico.
And somebody want me to go back like hockey. Mike Caluso gave me a ticket. He didn't give it to me a ticket.
R is silent and sometimes turns into an L. Right.
I say hockey stink.
Whoa.
Hey, come on. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Do you realize you're in Fenton saying this?
If Mike Caluso gave me a ticket.
It'd be different. You'd have a different thought process.
Yeah.
But you don't go unless Caruso comes up with the ducats.
Everybody saying Facebook want me like hockey.
Facebook.
You know, everybody want me back like hockey.
Yeah. Well, the key is that Caluso's got to give you the tickets.
If you got to help me. If you got to help me, Mike Caluso, give
me. I'm going to help you.
Yeah, the cat will get on it.
There's no Blues game scheduled in the next week
like
or
I
so.
Say, I was there. They won the game because I was there.
They got to get you to more games.
I was there.
I think Matheny knows that.
I think he does as well. You saw Larry Nickel, right, when you walked up. What did he have to say? I'm always curious what you guys talk about.
And I was on radio Wednesday and talked to Carter. I'm going to baseball, but Jessica, Carter don't like it.
She's jealous, isn't she?
What about Penny?
What about Penny?
She's out of town a lot.
Yeah, out of town.
She's out of town a lot.
With friends she hasn't seen in a while.
So.
Oh, and that unfortunately hits close to home on this show.
So she's out of town. And past that week, I went to South Town Club with that guy. What's his name?
He's wearing a bacon shirt.
You went clubbing?
That guy.
Bacon. That's John Vaughn. That's Doug's son, John Vaughn.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Right. Who's there. Hotter, Doug or his son?
Oh, good question.
I was at South Town Club, and right. Everybody know my name, too.
Everybody right. Loves you everywhere you go, sir.
Yeah, they know where I work at.
Was your Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
On Olive?
Yeah.
By Paul Manos. You ever go to that Paul Manos?
I don't know. I worked there 11 years now.
Wow. You ever ventured across the street to Paul Manos?
Paulie Bottos.
It's down the Olive.
Oh, yeah. Olive and 141. I went to high school right there, Parkway Central.
Home of the Colts. There.
Home of the Colts and Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Look at the ticket I went.
Have you seen Doug?
Huh?
Anything for Doug. Anything for Doug.
What, yesterday?
Right now.
I think what we're saying is there.
I tell you I win.
Oh, you went to the game yesterday.
Look at that.
Beautiful. That's the best stuff I ever saw. Anything for Doug.
Any parting comments for Jim Hayes this morning?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Jim Hayes.
Oh, my God.
You're a 30-year-old man.
There you go. Very well done.
How happy are you with that? Doug is ringing the bell.
Very well done.
Doug, how do you do this? Pot him down.
I got to scream it. But that wasn't vile or anything.
Hey, Doug, Tim Ford stink.
Oh, my God, him down. Put him down.
That's the truth. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can't sue him.
Mike,
wonderful to see you. Thank you for coming to the event, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Lee. He's the best in the business.
Thank you, Mike.
He's the best in the business. Now, John Vaughn's whispering something in his ear.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you got small peanuts.
Put him down! Your son.
Put him down!
Your son betrayed you.
John would know.
John Vaughn's suspension has gone up to 3 days' time. I'm writing it down with a Right Business Products pen. Hey, thank you, Mosey, for the pen.
Your Brian son just prompted Mike Lee to say that.
Yeah. Well, look at the socks he's wearing. He's a wild card. You never know what he might
do. Yeah, he's wearing Denver Broncos Argyle socks.
Right. Really classy look there.
You know what, John? You know what, John? Live like you want to live, son.
Amen.
Live like you want to live, son.
Maybe get the workout routine that Joe Roderick's on.
He just had a donut, so I don't know how good it's going.
Looks like Larry might go polish off his fourth donut.
Get a beer.
Yeah, just something to wash it down. No, he's making his way over to Mrs. Dotem, I see.
I think he's driving around today.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Larry's on the cart.
I hope so.
That could be interesting.
Doug, make a note to yourself mentally that just doing a weekend radio show pays all the bills and you have ample time to just show up.
3 hours a day in the gym. Jiminy Christmas.
I mean, how about Joe Roderick? Look at that guy.
He's got it figured out. Al's got it figured out. Everyone has it figured out but us.
Doug, you want to just do this thing on the weekends?
Sure, if we could not come in the other days.
I guess that's what we'll do.
And the sponsors would understand, right?
Yeah. There's Cletus.
Cletus
is the best in the business.
Yeah. Hey.
How are you, sir? I'm a big Cletus guy. I'm a Cletus Lemming. I'm a Cletus Lemming. This guy's got one of the best short games in town, Doug.
His hands are sweaty. He must have just come off the practice.
He's also really.
And he's just been handed a bottle of wine by Iggy, and it looks like he's going to drink right out of the bottle of wine, Doug.
Classic group. There goes Big Dave. He's going to
now Hall of Famer Dave's going to take a pull.
Bottoms up.
And now John Vaughn's going to take a pull.
The other guys have just had their mouth on
there. John Vaughn's having wine.
He likes that.
Clip that off, by the way. John Vaughn had a king of beers in his left hand and a bottle of wine in his right. And I've got it at 8:52 in the morning.
That explains the boiler he's carrying around.
Doug, look at all these people. They love you.
No, they're not here for
There's
me.
There's Dennis.
Larry's chugging water.
Henrik Stenson-like ball-striking skills.
What's happening
Henrik
here?
Stenson-like ball-striking skills. Dennis Dotem is talking it over with Mrs. Dotem. How about that?
Oh, they were mentioned on a Cardinal broadcast.
They were indeed. They were indeed. This is mi familia.
This is why you go to journalism school, Doug.
Yeah, it is.
Or close to finishing, right?
Right, that's correct. 8 hours.
Right.
This is like that
finish.
That secret society of all the big money people when they get together.
Yeah.
This is the elite of the elite.
The dark state. You know.
Now your son is enjoying a shot of Fireball to wash down the wall.
Slow
wine.
Down just a little bit there, pork chop.
Boy, that was a large shot. How's Big Al's flask is already
slow
gone.
Slow down there.
How's he going to do yard work after drinking Fireball?
He's never done yard work in his life.
It's like John Vaughn's a superhero and his sidekick is Bacon.
Yeah.
It's like John Vaughn and Bacon.
Larry Nickel making his way back to the dais.
Oh.
Fresh off his fourth.
He's got a water now.
Yeah. He's slowing down. Hey, Doug, the 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Jim Brewer was sitting with us about an hour and 15 minutes ago. He'll be at Helium Comedy Club this weekend. Deke Dotem is sitting with us now. Mrs. Dotem was sitting with us. Big Al, Ryan Kelly, Mike Lee, Larry Nickel revealed he had a crush on me. Kind of caught us all off guard. Of course, Iggy and the Sea Monster. All the greats are here. Injun Joe's Cave Ride, Magic Man, he's Cucky here. Proposed to you.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about, man. This is what giving hot takes on the Cardinals leads to.
This is what it's about when you got nothing else going on in your life.
Disagree. Because the most important things, and we've had consultants tell us, hot takes and hot guys, and we got it.
Let's have lunch.
Hey, man. Let's go get lunch. We did it. You know what? We did it.
Doesn't feel like we've done much, fellas.
What's hotter today, the takes or the guys?
Good question.
I'm gonna say guys.
Only when my eyes.
Well, there's
are open.
Beer cats.
Yeah. Still haven't seen one.
There's something going on with beer cats, Lady Beer Cats, and Iggy. Because I was out playing golf with Iggy, and I go, well, this Lady Beer Cats thing with you. And he goes, yeah, she sent me a message and said the pool's open if you want to come over. I go, what in the hell's going on?
Huh.
Now Iggy's making his way over to either the dais or what's going on? Because Beer Cats is here. Is this an awkward thing for you?
No, not awkward at all. He knows that I like his wife. I've gotten some pictures.
That's not
I like Beer Cats, too.
Utter.
They're great people.
But the way you said it, it was a little creepy, the way you said it.
Well, I, if you listen to the show, you know that I like Lady Bear Cats.
Right.
It was hot.
But, you know, I got a few pictures. Iggy, the pool's open for the 4th of July.
Doug,
you're more
you
than welcome
that?
To come
That's
over.
That's like an invite to me.
It's kind of a jaunt, though. I mean, Oakville and Illinois.
But would you drive an hour and 15 minutes to see her?
Yeah, I mean, we'd make a day of it. Barbecue.
What does that mean?
Barbecue, sit at the pool, cocktails.
You're not heading over there just for, like, couple of snacks and maybe a beer. It's got to be a whole day deal.
Well, barbecue, yeah. Dinner, sit down, have a nice glass of wine, and then maybe a hot tub.
What
I don't know if they have a
maybe
hot
a hot tub with the man's wife.
Perhaps.
I don't know if they have a hot tub.
They do have a pool, though, because there's always a pineapple raft floating.
A lot of pineapples and a lot of white rocks.
And you think that might be a tell?
Well, I'd never heard that before.
Who revealed that? Was that the plow canary?
Plowboy brought that up. But now you're seeing pineapples all over the place.
Yeah.
Like the grocery store?
No, in people's houses, pineapple shorts, pineapple shirts, pineapple. I'm waiting for pineapple yard markers somewhere out. Maybe Wing Haven Country Club. Pineapple
Wing Haven, sure.
In the tee boxes instead of the markers, you got the pineapples.
Oh, wow.
Let me
Maybe
tell
Normandy
you,
can do that.
There's a little
give Jay an idea.
A little bungalow.
But I
right
love Lady Bear Cats.
Hold on, the Plowhawk is talking. I know you don't have headphones, so you can't. Go ahead, Plowhawk.
There's a little bungalow right by the botanical garden that I was walking the dog last night, to be honest, and there was a pineapple spread of lights on the porch.
Ah, the season of lights.
So that means they're down to bang anybody, anytime on that porch.
Okay, lousy.
Hands to yourself, Mike.
Now, what's going on? Now, Mike and Mrs. Dotem are getting pictures, and Mike seemed to be a little aggressive in that photo. Deke?
Not as aggressive as he could be, but
right.
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it.
He is a legend.
He is one of the greats, the all-time greats, Doug. They're all here.
Well, all of them, right here.
She knows his name.
She knows Mike's name.
Yeah, well, don't we all?
A lot of people know his name.
Yeah. I was a little taken back, though, that I brought Cletus a $70 bottle of wine, and they're drinking it out of the bottle. That's...
Well, Cletus needs to be smooth on his putts, and you need that for your team. What do you think you'll shoot today? What do you think you guys will shoot? I'm going to go 15.
I don't know. We're not playing the course with the 3 par 5s. So
yeah, you got screwed on that.
I'll go low. I'll say we're 13 under.
Oh. 13 under.
And do you think that'll win?
No.
What do you think the number is, 17?
I think 17.
And somebody playing with the 3 par 5s will have to win.
I think I can guarantee that a team playing the 3 par 5s will win the tournament.
Guaranteed.
Wow, wow, wow.
We'll find out at in Maplewood afterwards.
Twin Peaks, Doug. That's where it's
going
to be.
That's where everyone's
the
going.
The awards party is at Twin Peaks.
What time
in
is
Maplewood?
That?
What time is there a specific time? Because I don't know what time we'll be done. We're teeing off at 10.
10, I'm guessing, will be done by
3:28.
Yeah, I'll say 3:30.
Nice.
3:31.
Nice. Good bid, Dotem.
Tim, how are you going to finish up?
I think we'll be around 12.
Tim's got a good team.
I think we'll be around 12. And we have the three par fives.
What do you got, the human edge tray up?
Of course
you
do.
Imagine that.
And that's because, get ready with that, because I called Kevin and said, make sure Tim's team is on the three par fives.
How's the track, Doug?
I don't call it a track. I haven't been out there.
Watch your shame strokes.
I hit a shot with Ryan Kelly last week at a Kirkwood tournament, just a couple of drives, and that
You were
went
at the
nowhere.
Tournament? We played at that tournament, too.
I was there for a half hour or so.
Celebrity.
Hit a couple of
celebrity
lousy,
shot.
Lousy duck hooks and then had turn, reared, and headed home. Yep.
Shoulder still frozen?
No, the shoulder's better. That's good. No longer as good. But this chigger thing, oh my word.
Chiggers will add four strokes to your game.
You try to swing a golf club with three chigger bites.
I don't think it's
good luck
chiggers. I think it's leprosy. It might be early stages of leprosy.
I think I'm talking chiggers.
Iggy, please tell us what brand this $70 bottle of wine is. That's a text.
Atmosphere.
Ooh, atmosphere.
Go look it up. That's another... Not lie.
No, is that New World or Old World?
New World or Old World?
I think it's a 2000. I know they're going to go look it up, so I think it's a 2000, 2009 atmosphere, I think.
Oh.
That was a good year.
So this was one of your true statements.
Cab Sav. What?
This was one of your true statements.
They're all true, Cat.
I believe that. It's just sometimes on the text line, they don't seem to believe.
Yeah, of course. But they're all true. I don't make things up.
Checks
I don't need
balances.
To. I've had fun over my 85 years of life.
Any regrets?
Any texts?
I've had a few. Steven Wildwood's not happy. He says, are you even going to talk about trade options in the Cardinals? Over, just play more grab ass. Tired of it. Steven Wildwood. Great wine, bacon skin, boot face. That's some grimy.
Where'd the bacon skin description come from? Didn't I see the text of the day wins four Cardinal tickets?
Holy moly, cockatoli.
That's pretty nice.
Four Cardinal tickets for tonight's game, courtesy of Tullamore Dew, the official Irish whiskey of TMA. Triple blended, triple distilled. Winner must be able to pick up the tickets from us here on site at Tapawingo. So maybe somebody could send a text in from here and win. And look, it's Injun Joe's Cave-Ride Magic, man. It's Injun Joe's Cave-Ride Magic, man.
We can't hear you. We're wearing
cans.
You got
to talk to the microphone.
Are we reading emails now?
Say it louder. We can't hear you.
I've been to the pro shop, because listening to Doug's voice, my pants are a little tight.
Don't say pants.
Can I hand in my email?
You interrupted the show for that.
That was important. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to be able to read it just because he's here. He says, Cro-Magnon forehead, toe ring. He ain't missing not a single thing. Khaki pant, right business products pen. He'll take a dude and sit on his chin.
Wow.
He ties guys up and gives them a tug. Every lemming's crazy about a sharp-dressed Doug. Is that ZZ Top? Was that ZZ Top?
Very well done.
Hope he's happy about the suspension that he just earned himself.
He just wanted to drop by, and then he pulled up.
Interrupt the show for that.
But he said he's been hiding out in the pro shop because he's got a tight pant.
I heard it, and I didn't like it. And he's not going to like the suspension. I don't expect it's going to feel very good.
What an 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil. Injun Joe's Cave-Ride Magic Man does not need any. The same active ingredient, Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Doug, we don't tee off for more than an hour, and this place is already packed, brother. It's packed.
Well,
people
why aren't
are here.
They on the practice green? Why aren't they hitting
It seems like people are just drinking.
They have a driving range here, don't they?
Yeah, shave strokes.
Yeah.
Why don't you work on your short game, bro?
Well, that's what I should do.
Yeah.
I've been so bad the last couple of times I played.
The
not
pendulum
really
swing. You want to decelerate through the ball. A lot of people, they decelerate and get your angle of attack at about 1 degree, okay?
It's all in those hips, Doug.
It is.
Keep them fluid.
The great putters use their hips like Shakira.
Don't make that motion with your hand at me.
Oh, it's hot.
I've always heard you're supposed to accelerate at the ball.
Why you're not shaving strokes, bro.
You can't be slowing down at the ball.
I'm talking about the putter.
Oh, the putter. You have flat iron.
Yeah, flat iron.
Oh, okay.
All right, we got a break. We're at Tapawingo. This is where the second annual free Dotem Open is. I see Ryan Kelly. I see Iggy. I see Deke Dotem wearing a French fry bucket hat. I see John Vaughn having a conversation with Mike Lee and Larry Nickel and Mrs. Dotem. I see Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. I see Dennis Dotem. who is here. And I'm telling you, Double he has D. Henrik Stenson-like ball striking skills.
I don't know
skills.
Where you get that.
Henrik Stenson-like
ball. I don't know where you get
Hall
that.
Of Famer. There's Alvin Mack. He's one of the best in the business. Hello, yeah, Alvin Mack.
Yep.
He's wearing a free Dotem T-shirt.
Looks
Melissa
good,
Marvar
too.
Melissa Binks is here. Matty Bear is here. Look at him, Doug. He loves America.
Oh, hello, Matty Bear. Yeah.
Nick Yale is checking people in. There's donuts from the Donut Drive-In, which is off Chippewa.
Don't say I'm just kind of tired of having to tell people how to talk.
And the Seamaster's on the ones and twos. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios at Tapawingo today for the second annual free Dotem Golf Tournament.